This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, so and it was talked, and again, we're up there in blown saves. I don't know where we are lately, but we were top two. And right. Look, he's the first guy. He was killing him. You know, he's so proud. He works so hard. And it was absolutely killing him. You know, he was just telling us, just like, I do everything. I run. I mean, this guy's one of the hardest working guys. I'll watch from my office. He's on the field. He's running poles. He's doing everything. But his stuff is still very good. You know, he throws strikes. The home run rate is really high, extremely high, way higher than where it's been his career. And look, guys are hitting the ball hard, obviously, to hit it over the fence, right? But that could be a double, that could be a lineup, that could be a flyout, but they happen to be going over the fence this year. I do believe he's going to get going and he's going to get hot. Look, back into the bullpen wise, I think things are starting to settle in a little bit. I mean, Eniel De Los Santos, a terrible outing against Colorado, didn't get anybody out. Last night he looked great. Not the same game, but I remember when Joe Jimenez against Colorado after Luke Jackson came in, he didn't get anybody out on that road trip, and then we went to San Francisco. So Del Santos went into that game with a 2-7. And, you know, right. Lee's been fantastic. I think Dylan Dodd's an emerging left-handed reliever.
Ah, back on Friday when those were our biggest problems. Back when we were worried about the back end of the bullpen. Alex Anthopoulos with Dukes and Bell Friday. Just kind of talking about some of the obvious other stuff that the Braves can think about as summer arrives and the trade deadline is a little bit sooner, certainly, maybe a more clear idea of what you need. At the time of the conversation, you have to assume that Alex Anthopoulos had an idea that Chris Sale was feeling some pain. We didn't know the full extent of that until later in the weekend. And now we know that the Braves rotation is going to be without its best pitcher for over the last year and a half for a while. We don't know how long. I mean, it's a fractured rib. So there's a lot of different timelines on that. I mean, look, obviously we hope that it's as fast as possible, but who knows? Who really knows? What we do know is he's going to be out for a little while. Didier Fuentes made his debut on Friday. It was pretty fun to watch. He's got some electric stuff. Obviously, he's 20, missed a couple pitches, and one of them was hit over the fence for a home run. I couldn't help but watch him on Friday thinking to myself, I don't know. That looks like a guy that might put in the back end of the bullpen. That's a guy with some electric stuff. And then Sale goes down, and now you're probably going to have to start him every fifth day. So, yeah, man, the fun of the Mets series, still fun. But kind of went away a little bit over the weekend with losing the series to the Marlins and also Chris Sale getting hurt.
Yeah, and look, it could be fun again.
Beat the Mets.
Like,
three out of the next four.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where the season's just been up and down. And I was talking about it last week, Bunk. You've had some successful, like, extended stretches.
Yeah.
Like, the Braves obviously went from way down and got to above 500. The problem
was a 30-game stretch where they were, I think, well, 19 they had two, and 11.
Yeah, they had two stretches in that 30-game stretch. They had an 11-game stretch where they went 9-2, and they had a 13-game stretch where they went 9-4.
Well, right now, they're 7 out of their last 10.
Now, the problem is, in the middle of those two stretches,
they lose a lot of games.
They were like 2-8.
Yeah, well, they've got two 7-game losing streaks
not
this
great.
Year, which
not
is not great.
Great.
Yeah.
And so what we saw against the Mets and now against the Marlins, which is just a smaller microcosm of what this whole season has been, is you're up, there's belief, there's this, there's that. And then you're down, and you're the worst team in baseball, and sell everyone. The amount of buy after the Mets series to sell after this Marlins series is wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's been three games. The difference between Friday morning or Friday night.
I bet that was a fun show. Friday morning?
Well,
they just swept the Mets. Like, Randy's about to go on vacation. He's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, you made it to the end of the week and he didn't strangle
you.
Hey,
we had a good week last week, all right? We did.
Good. I heard you on Thursday, right? Because Thursday was the holiday, so it was a little bit different. So I heard you on Thursday talking a little bit with Caleb. That was enjoyable.
Yeah. That only lasted a couple minutes, right? The tail end of my show. But
I was in the parking lot of the of the Publix near Lake Lanier waiting for my wife to get some sort of lake stuff. I don't know. Something
a floaty?
For the lake. Maybe it was a floaty. Might have been some charcoal so we could barbecue or grill at the campsite. We camped on Thursday night at Lake Lanier, which, awesome. Just really, really fun experience if you like camping. Really nice campgrounds. They're all right there on the lake. You can swim. And then we stayed Friday night and Saturday night at the Lake Lanier Islands Resort.
Mm.
Big recommend. Like, that was, and it was for my brother's wedding. Wedding was Saturday. It was beautiful. Saturday, 4 o'clock, mid-June, Georgia weddings. Little hot.
Yeah.
We got the, you know, we got the full, like, you know, dark green suits on. We're just trying not to sweat, but obviously what are you going to do?
Right through it.
9,000 degrees outside.
Yep.
But yeah, if you get an opportunity to go stay up there at that Lake Lanier Resort Hotel, played golf on Friday, swam in the pool all day on Saturday before the wedding. Beautiful spot. Highly recommend.
All right.
There you have it. All right. Braves-Mets tonight. You got Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound against Paul Blackburn, who the Braves got after pretty good. Last week, hopefully they can do it again. It's been a real treat watching Ronald Acuna play since he's come back, playing as good as Ronald Acuna can, and hopefully him and the pitching is enough to take this series against the Mets. They're back at it tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.